TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Mother Russia.
I must break you.
I must break you.
That's not bad.
That's getting close.
We just finished watching Chuck with Drew, and Dolph Lundgren shows up, and I started to point out to him like all these things from Dolph Lundgren and like old cheesy 80s sci-fi, but also Rocky stuff. And then like 2 minutes later, he does like two of the different things he said in Rocky. I was like, that's from Rocky. And then seconds later, that's also from Rocky.
They knew the crowd.
Oh yeah. I'm like that, like going back and rewatching that show. I'm like, that show was all fan service all the time.
I was like, hey, Drew was like, who cares?
Actually, he thought it was kind of funny because on Gravity Falls, there's two like time cop characters named Lolf and Dungren. So being able to like put that joke to a person and like get the context for that joke, I think he looked that.
Did you finish that, Andy?
Gravity Falls?
Yes.
Yes.
Did we talk about, like, did it end really sad or have like a really sad episode?
Did we ever start this episode ourselves and so we could talk about these kind of things that our listeners are generally interested in instead of just cramming it in the beginning?
Yeah, cramming it in the beginning.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
Caitlin and I just watched The Old Guard. Oh, how was it? It was good. If you like your superhero movies, you know, kind of, a bit dark and violent. What are you watching now? Doom Patrol. How is it? Oh, it's good. If you like your superhero movies, dark, violent, and a little bit weird. What are you watching? Umbrella Academy. How is it? Good. If you like your superhero... Okay. I see what I'm doing there.
If you're going to be in the sun and you're going to wear shorts, put some sunblock on your shins.
Mm, yes.
Because... you'd be like, oh, my leg itches. That's what I've been doing for the past 12 hours. You know how the relationship between Boo and Mike Wazowski in Monsters, Inc., where every time Mike Wazowski hurts himself, she laughs hysterically? That's us. And when you hear this sound... that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast, everybody. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
And Noah in TanCast.
All right, Gravity Falls, let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk through
it. I had this vague recollection of watching a YouTube video once about talking about, like, the saddest, or maybe an article, like, the saddest episodes of cartoons ever or something, and I feel like Gravity Falls was on there.
I think the saddest episode of Gravity Falls is not as sad as the saddest episode of Adventure Time, if you're an adult.
Okay.
What about the saddest episode of Futurama, which I know makes that list?
Yeah, that definitely makes that list. Even though theoretically they took the saddest episode of Futurama and sort of made it a little bit more like bittersweet, or they took some of the sting out of it in later episodes. They added a couple of additional saddest episodes.
Way to go, Futurama.
Yeah. Actually, I would also say the one where he's looking for his, seven leaf clover and thinks that his, like, he's 1,000 years later, he's still got this like sibling rivalry with his brother. I think that one actually may have hit me harder than even the dog one that everyone thinks of.
Hmm.
But,
Jurassic Bark.
Yeah, Jurassic Bark. That is the name of that one. The other one is Luck of the Freirish.
Oh, the Freirish.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's right there. You got good memory.
Mm. I may have seen those episodes a few times.
Adventure Time, I Remember You?
Yes.
I will remember you.
Oof, yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Is that not it?
Right. That punches surprisingly deeply into the emotional nuts.
Does it?
It does. Yeah. I would recommend it. Adventure Time and Gravity Falls, especially if you've got kids that are in the like you know, 6 to 12 range?
Almost. I mean, I have one kid, but then the other kid's not quite there.
You almost have two kids.
Right.
Although I think Drew and I started watching Adventure Time when he was 3.
Years
the
old?
Very first. What was that?
Years old?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, triplets. But they've since merged into one, Constructicon style. Basically, they just sat on each other's shoulders and put on a trench coat, but, you know, Constructicon style.
Or Muppet Man.
Yes. Caitlin and I guess I'm just going to launch right into a steaming pile of streaming shit, but...
do it.
We watched the first season of Space Force. I definitely hope they make another one. I looked on IMDb, and the show seemed to be much lower rated, like fewer stars than I would have expected. And I'm like, you know, the comedy may not be everyone's cup of tea, so that may be part of it. But another part of it is like, I think a bunch of Trumpkins are really butthurt about this show. And just going in there, meh, one star, meh.
I remember a lot of... reviewers, like, you know, critics or whatnot, were not that happy with it. Like, they were hoping to add more bite to it than it did, I guess.
There was bite, but it wasn't like... I mean, I think maybe some people were hoping that it was going to be like, you know, Space Force is a complete farce, and but it's more of like here's a guy whose career supposedly going stunningly is definitely not turning out how he'd like. There's like marital and family problems, but it's not like, it's like the people who are in it aren't inept, but like the source of humor is more like the outside demands that are put on them and like the bureaucracy that they have to deal with and like the differences in personalities where it's like, you know, one person may be very risk averse where someone else might be very accepting of risks and like sort of. How do you do stuff worth billions of dollars in that kind of environment? And I thought it was very like even-handed. There's no character in there who's just like a complete idiot. How did they get here? Well, okay, there's a couple of people who are like complete assholes, but even then, it's like you don't wonder how they got there. Like the ones who are fairly mediocre, it's like, well, you rose to a fairly mediocre position. So it's still not surprising how you got here. But I mean, we laughed ourselves silly probably about once an episode, maybe twice. And John Malkovich is just, he's fucking amazing. He's the lead scientist for Space Force.
Malkovich.
And yeah, the dude is now, Caitlin doesn't like him. Like, she doesn't like him. She doesn't like stuff that he's in. She went back and watched Dangerous Liaisons because she'd heard, like, it's, like, you know, super sexy. And it's, like, it was, like, very daring for the time or whatever. And then she saw, like, people reacting to him like he was sexy. And she was like, I don't fucking get it. And it just, like, took her completely out of it. I'm like,
she's like, fuck this bullshit.
I'm like, some people find that, you know, sort of, like, you know, smooth, like, oily-tongued. You know,
yeah,
kind of Lothario
what's he
character.
Doing with that oily tongue, you know. What
yeah,
about?
Exactly.
Well, you know exactly. Pot and I will splash it if I want to.
Give that man his money.
That's even better. that doesn't do it for her?
Nope.
That doesn't get her all percolated?
Nope.
Coffee's ready.
Nope. Yeah.
Ooh, panty change time.
Does not.
If you're sitting in the first three rows, you will get wet.
Yep.
Made yourself laugh at that one, Tim?
Yeah, I just pictured some like second like singer that has a penchant for or has like a reputation for like, you know, whipping the female friends into the frenzy, like putting that as a disclaimer on their concerts.
See, I was thinking more along the lines of like, yes, you're all excited, but Barbara over there is incontinent. She pees freely.
I pee freely. Has anybody seen I pee freely?
So we just went back and rewatched the first season of Umbrella Academy, which I have to stop myself. My wife and son watched it while I was on a work trip.
My wife!
Caitlin and Drew watched it while I was on a work trip.
Caitlin!
Oh.
We were so in love.
Help me, Jesus.
This is the dumbest running joke, but I love it.
give me strength, oh Lord. words. There were words. What were the words?
Caitlin and Drew were watching something while you're. Oh, the Umbrella Academy.
Umbrella Academy.
They watched
yes.
that while you were gone.
They started referring to it immediately. We often will mislabel shows. It's just like that's our weird family running gag. So like Lost in Space is Los Tinspache. It's
right.
stupid. Yeah. We don't call House. It's Hoos. NCIS we pronounce as Incus. It's dumb. We do it all the fucking time. I get home and the two of them are talking about Umbrella Babies, and I could
don't
not
think we didn't catch you. Just stop yourself right there. I get home and the two of them.
Yeah, exactly. I did because I was like, nope. It's gonna happen again, Andy. Stop it. Don't feed into it. Yeah, I thought I was a little slicker than that, but thanks for calling me out, Tim.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah. That's what friends are for.
So they're talking about Umbrella Babies just like constantly, and they still do, and they call it Umbrella Babies. And I think maybe it was because I wasn't here for the genesis of it, but it actually annoys me. Like all the rest of them that we do are like this fun little shared family secret, but I guess I was left out of the origin of that one. So like they call it Umbrella Babies. I don't particularly like it. It doesn't tickle my fancy, I guess. But then like I start to say Umbrella Academy to other like adult people and have to stop myself from saying Umbrella Babies because my brain is broken. And maybe that's where some of the annoyances is that for some reason my brain is fully like glommed onto that name. Maybe because like I heard it before I experienced the show or something. I don't know. I'm old and my brain's falling apart.
They're making dreams come true.
I thought about that too.
Yep. Oh yeah. No. Every time the Muppet Babies theme song runs through my head when they say Umbrella Babies too. So yeah. But yeah, we're all cut. We're refreshed on season one. A lot of shit happened in season one that I had forgotten about. That seems like it might be pretty important character development wise. So unlike most of the time when we rewatch shows where it's just to catch Caitlin back up on stuff because she doesn't remember it as well as I do. Yeah, I'm really glad we rewatched that. So now we will launch into season two shortly.
Andy, or either of you, I mean, maybe more for Andy. Have you seen the trailer for Raised by Wolves?
Yeah! No.
No.
It's like a Ridley Scott HBO Max thing. Hmm. It looks pretty interesting.
Is that the one where there's like somebody painted like gold or green or something like that with like a line down the middle of their forehead?
There's like a robotic-looking person.
Yeah.
Here, I mean, I'll send
that's
you
it.
I'll
yeah.
send the link.
Is it Small Wonder?
No.
YouTube and a bunch of other things keep wanting me to watch that that trailer, and I just haven't yet.
Yeah, you should. I mean, I'm on board. I'm like, hey, this looks interesting. I'll watch this. I was talking to one of our fans, and also like just you guys. I think like part of the problem I have with like superhero shows like Doom Patrol is like it just doesn't have the same production and acting, I feel like, as like HBO or even Netflix show. Like I feel like Umbrella Academy is just like a touch better on a couple levels. And I think that's what doesn't suck me in sometimes.
But you said the same thing about Daredevil and his Netflix show. Checkmate.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not saying it's across the board.
Nope, too late. Checkmate.
I don't think it's really checkmate.
Knock your king over. Checkmate.
I've started to notice a trend in my watching habits recently because people at work will be like, what's everybody streaming? And I'm like, well, Caitlin and I just watched The Old Guard. Oh, how was it? It was good. If you like your superhero movies, you know, kind of, you know, a bit dark and violent. Oh, what are you watching now? Doom Patrol. How is it? Oh, it's good. If you like your superhero movies, dark, violent, and a little bit weird. What are you watching? Umbrella Academy. How is it? Good. If you like your superhero... Okay. I see what I'm doing there.
I mean, but I feel like the majority, well, I don't know, maybe a lot of the TV ones are darker.
Certainly Daredevil and Luke Cage were dark. Jessica Jones was super dark.
What about Arrow?
I hear it's dark-ish, at least as dark as the CW gets.
Mm-hmm.
I've never watched it. It's been going on for a long time.
It's over.
Well, like early on, early seasons, he starts off just like straight up murdering people. Like they don't shy away from the like the whole, hey, this is a guy shooting arrows at people.
He doesn't have
what happens when you do that? They die.
Yeah.
Funny enough, people don't react well to arrows.
Flesh meat is not made for arrows.
He's sleepy. Don't wake him up.
I love that bit.
I showed that to Drew and Caitlin. And Drew was like, Daddy, this is really dark.
And you're like, this is my life, son. Yeah. This is my life.
Yeah.
You have a dark father.
I watched Umbrella Academy, season two. I did not catch up on season one.
So you have no idea what happened?
I mean, basically, I do.
All right.
I mean, but it'd be interesting to hear what Andy says, because now he's most recently watched season one. Maybe he'd pick up on more stuff. Maybe. Season two was good. I didn't like as much as season one, but I did like the ending of season two.
I haven't seen any of these.
I also watched Molly's Game, which all my roommates loved, but I was like, it was fine. Which is like this true story about this woman who, she's a former Olympic skier who ran one of the highest, like, exclusive poker games, and then she became a target of the FBI.
Oh, yeah.
Because she started taking a rake, which I guess is like you're taking a percentage of the pot, which is the part that's illegal.
Like, did just she running say, the game, give that man his money?
She did not.
It's my club, and I will splash the pot whenever the fuck I want.
Was he Russian?
Yeah, he was supposed to be.
Okay, because are Russians involved in this movie?
Oh, see?
But there no one, it no one like that.
Fits. None of them talk like that?
No one talks like that.
What?
It's not even a great Russian character. They're more like side story stuff. Like,
well, then forget it. It's clearly one of those Hollywood things where they've ruined the true story.
it was Aaron Sorkin, directed by Aaron Sorkin.
Oh.
I think the way, I mean, like, I normally like his dialogue. It was not bad, but like West Wing, but also Newsroom, there's a certain kind of cadence that they would do that I really liked. And didn't quite do that in this movie.
But it does star Jessica Chastain.
Yes, it does star Jessica Chastain, Idris Elba. Has a couple other famous people in there. It's not a bad movie at all. I didn't think it was amazing.
No, it has Chris O'Dowd. How dare you say anything bad about it, ever.
You should watch it. It's
speaking of, you know, Chris O'Dowd.
2 hours.
People, yeah. Is it streaming on something that I have?
The Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Well, I definitely have that.
And then I watched Five-Headed Shark. Did I talk about that?
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, no, yes. I didn't.
Oh. Well, we talked about the series.
Yes, I actually watched it now. And it was not as good as Two-Head Shark, oddly enough. You think maybe more shark heads make it better? Nah, not so much.
I mean, truth be told, I was expecting approximately 2.5 times increase.
I found that pretty funny.
I thought more shark heads would make it better. Nope. it's missing the heart of the original. Mostly because the heart has to pump blood to three extra heads.
the album art or the poster or whatever is deceiving because it shows all the five shark heads in front. They're not. There's one in the tail that randomly shows up in the middle of the movie for no particular reason.
You said it was in the tail when you described it.
Yeah, but like if you look at the album art or the...
Oh, I see.
It's like they're all in front. But it's like the shark's just swimming. Like he just ate somebody. So I don't know if it's like you eat more things, you get more powers. But yeah, he's like eating, ate something, and then all of a sudden his head pops out in his tail. It's like, oh, all right.
Judging by this picture I'm looking at online, it looks like that head popped out on the tail and like replace the tail. And now I wonder how the fuck this shark swims. Like, does that back head just have to like barf to jet propel them constantly?
You know what's hilarious though? Is that they're always talking about the coral reef. Like, it's this weird cheesy movie, but they're talking about like green stuff like, coral reef is dying. We need to do something about it. I'm like, this is weird. And yeah, Andy, I didn't even think about that. And they also throw out these words and things that like don't make sense. Like, well, I mean, I don't know if they are. I'm like, is that really scientific shit or are you just making shit up?
No, it's got a head and a tail. What are you worried about?
I'm worried about these things, Andy. I want some good science in my okay. Bad shark movies. And Two-Headed Shark, though, there's one point where they're trying to figure out how to get away. And they're like, oh, well, there's this emergency beacon that we could use. And like, oh, yeah, let's do that. It goes, well, we have to scuttle the boat to make it work. I'm like, that is a shitty fucking emergency beacon.
Really? You couldn't just, like, pull the emergency beacon off and, like, chuck it in the water?
I mean, apparently the same effect? Or maybe if there's no other emergency beacon that just, like, hey, the boat's not sunk, but we need help. Yeah. Like, that's a good emergency beacon.
Well, here we sit. Dead in the water, being pushed inexorably further out into the ocean, dying of thirst and of heat exhaustion. If only we had an axe so we could save the boat so it would call for help.
And then I've been watching Doom Patrol, which, you know, it's all right. Those two episodes that you were talking about, Andy, were pretty interesting and weird. 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not bad. It's just not, I'm not like, oh my God, this is so amazing.
I don't remember if we even talked about this. Did you ever watch Legion on FX?
No.
Okay.
We did.
Okay. Yeah, it was feeling familiar, but I couldn't remember. Yeah, there's Legion is way weirder than even Doom Patrol. Way, way weirder. Like fever dream level shit going on sometimes. Stuff that is never, ever, ever. Tim would hate it. Some shit happens that is never explained.
No.
No.
I object. Spow.
Spow.
What a weird noise we make sometimes.
You know, Andy knows about that, right? You know about that, yeah. Right, Andy?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I've known about that for years.
Legion. Wait, does Legion have a sexy weird lady in it?
I'm sorry, you're going to have to be more specific.
Yes. Aubrey yes, it Plaza. Does, Noah.
Aubrey Plaza sexy?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
In this weird kind of way.
All right.
I was watching something with her. I mean, I wouldn't say it's like, I don't know. Yeah, I was watching something. I'm like, yeah, she's the hot lady. And weird.
Mm-hmm. She definitely enjoys, like, when people are interviewing her and asking dumb questions, giving very weird answers just to see what the reaction's going to be. And I'm here for it. I enjoy those because I'm like, man, she's quick and like, fucky. Gotta watch out. She's clever.
Huh. Well, it's not too long. It's not too many seasons. I don't know if I'm going to like it, though.
Yeah, it's only 27 episodes. Jesus.
Yep. Three seasons.
Yeah, they're quick. They do go by quick. Yeah, and it is. So, Noe, do you know about the character, the Marvel character Legion?
I think, isn't it Professor X's brother or something, or related?
I think the origins of Legion.
Oh, he's his son.
Okay. I think they change from time to time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember him being in the Wikipedia thing for the show. It says son. And then I've also remembered that before. Like,
okay. Well, that's kind of a spoiler for the show.
Yeah. I think I already knew that. So.
Okay.
Sorry, Tim, if you're going to watch it or anybody else.
I mean, if you know enough about the X-Men, there's some hints dropped early on that, yeah, you'll start to figure it out. Yeah. But in the comics, he's like a powerful reality warper, but he also has dissociative identity disorder, so multiple personalities, and it sort of takes the form of like the different personalities have different power levels. So like one might think that it's a oh, what is it?
Oh, so similar to that girl in Doom Patrol.
Very, yes. Yeah, so one might think that it is a, it's not pyromaniac, it is pyrokinetic. But really, it's just because his base power is the ability to warp reality. So, like, the reality warping is to go set fires with his mind in places. The show is different than the comic books. So anybody who's familiar with Legion from the comics, or at least the times that I saw Legion in the comics, the character's different in the show. But still very much. It's sort of like every character that you may follow that's sort of like the narrative character, like they're all kind of unreliable. So you're never really sure if, you know, if everyone is sort of like either mentally troubled or mentally scarred or like just has a weird outlook on what's going on. It's sort of like whenever you're following along with a character's perception, you always sort of wonder, like, what are they actually experiencing versus what are you seeing on the show? It's not afraid to get pretty weird and pretty out there and pretty meta. It's got a ton of acting talent. It has Jemaine Clement. So, you know, Tamatoa shows up to do his little bit.
Nice. Well, maybe I'll watch it at some point. I got time.
So, Noah, if you like your superhero movies dark and weird, and a bit violent.
I'm not all the way caught up, but we got most of the way caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., speaking of superhero movies that are weird, or superhero stories that are weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely enjoyable. I don't know how the hell they're going to end this thing.
Yep.
I'm like,
yep.
The MCU timeline would be completely screwed by this, so you all got to do something.
Or they've just like decided, well, you know what? If Feige has abandoned us, then fuck Feige.
I guess.
This is the S.H.I.E.L.D. universe.
The S.H.I.E.L.D. universe.
Thereof. Yes.
It'd be cool if they somehow brought in the Defenders for the finale. Be like, look, apparently we're putting a bow on this entire segment of Marvel, so let's get everybody in here.
Just get to jam them all in there.
That would be pretty awesome.
Unlikely, but awesome.
Yeah. Agreed on both counts.
I mean, they worked in somebody from Agent Carter, so...
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. And Agent Carter has been acknowledged much more by the films than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, I mean, they put the driver in Endgame.
Yeah.
That's so, the first, like, and that's the first and only time something from the TV show showed up in the movie.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
Sorry, that seemed to vex you deeply.
Well, no, I was just thinking about it. I was like, no, because Peggy Carter's from the movies, and then the show, and then the movies. Yeah, it wasn't that it vexed me deeply. It was more of me realizing, yeah, I guess they didn't really like lean into the whole Agent Carter thing for Endgame. It's, you know, more of like, you know, she could have just been the Peggy Carter from the original Captain America.
Yeah. They didn't really reference the show in any way.
Yeah. I feel a little bad in retrospect. I hadn't even thought about this until recently, but feel a little bad for her niece who, yeah, got together with Captain America, apparently died in the Thanos snap, wasn't mentioned by Captain America, so maybe they broke up off screen? Question mark?
I mean, when did they have a chance?
I don't know.
I mean, unless like they were hanging out during the couple years that Cap was on the run, which seems unlikely as she was still an agent.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if Vision was still an agent and he was hooking up with Scarlet Witch, then anything's possible.
Maybe.
What I'm saying is they clearly need a 3-part miniseries to really untie these knots.
Yes. Agreed.
As Chris Evans has said, it's not an automatic yes to coming back. I don't think it's ever going to happen. Although... They're crazy not to make some sort of short or maybe even like miniseries of Cap returning all 6 stones.
Yes. That would be just a fun short in general because there could be so many hijinks.
Yes. Especially when he meets Red Skull. What
yes.
the fuck? Language, Captain. I just wrote a funny Marvel joke.
Yes, it would be.
Uh, All that is to say, I miss Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Is that over yet? Is it?
No, but it's getting there. I have watched the most recent episode. I feel like we're getting close to the finale.
Yeah.
It was funny because like there was like a different decade every week, and now we've been in the 80s for like 5 episodes.
You're like, you know, hey, I was
we made
just
it to
talking...
the 80s. Let's just 80s it up until it's 80s 80s.
Yeah. I was just talking to Caitlin, not my wife.
Wait, you were talking to a different Caitlin?
Yes, different Caitlin. Yep, talking to a different Caitlin about that when we were younger, it seemed like American society had sort of like gelled around boomer shit, where it was like all the Christmas songs, they were all like baby boomer Christmas songs, and like all the classic TV that was on rerun and whatever. It was like all the stuff that baby boomers grew up with. And there were so many things like, you know, that like the best era of rock and roll was automatically like the era of rock and roll where baby boomers like grew up with it. You know, Beatles and Stones and whatever. But now we've gotten to the point where like Gen X has gotten older and Gen X is like, well, shit, now we're in charge of making shit. So like we have all this 80s shit and I'm realizing it's like, oh, okay. No, I was just looking at things through way too narrow of a lens. And now 2 decades later, I'm realizing, oh, okay. So now we're going to focus on our nostalgia goggles on the 80s. For like a fucking generation. And that makes me wonder when millennials or Gen Z or whatever, when they take the reins away from Gen X, like what's going to be their thing? It's going to be like, hey, remember how scared we all were on 9/11?
Yeah,
like,
man,
what
they
going to remember fondly?
They got hosed.
Well,
someone's
I mean,
like, sorry.
I was going to say, we're fondly remembering like Reaganomics and the Cold War. So, we're not too smart either.
I don't know about being smart. I just mean they got like we got way better entertainment while all that was going on.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah.
Like I saw something like, why are millennials depressed all the time? It's like, I don't know. We saw 2,000 people die on TV one day and nothing ever got better.
Yep.
So I kept it depressing.
Yep.
Speaking of streaming things, I showed the family Captain EO last night.
Does it hold up?
No, I mean, yes, if you ask me.
All right.
But no, if Comcast keeps buffering him every couple scenes.
Oof. Yeah.
I mean, granted, the only way to watch it is on YouTube, so it's not 100%, as they say, legal.
Gotcha.
But like, so my youngest, the 5-year-old, is super into like these movies where like people are singing and dancing, like these Disney Channel movies that have come out, like the Zombies series and the Descendants series. So I'm like, well, he's going to love this. They're singing and dancing and it's outer space. And oh, it's good. And like, he's kind of watching everything until literally they start dancing. And he's like, and he walks away. I'm like, what the fuck?
This is the part that was for you. For you.
I'm like, you suffered through the elephant puppet stupid jokes and then now you're leaving? had I shown the Moonwalker before yes, I talked about how thin the plot was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought, I'm like, well, this is 17 minutes. We're in there, we're out of there. There's the plot is somewhat thin, but at least it gets you right to it and gets you right out of it. Nope, still too much for the 5-year-old. I'm like, guys, it was written by the guy who wrote Star Wars. Nope, nothing.
All right.
It's also written by the guy who wrote Phantom Menace. And he was closer to writing Phantom Menace, I think. No, I guess he had just written Return of the Jedi. Anyway, irregardlessly-ing.
Yes.
This irregardlessly-ing shun.
Yes, thusly. Tim, I looked it up. The final season, or the final episodes, I guess is going to be a two-parter for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are this week.
It's a two-parter with Agent Carter?
I don't know.
Agent Carter, the party starter?
Yes.
That's how she should introduce herself.
Yes. And sometimes when
the
she's...
Director of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Yes, I'm Agent Carter, party starter.
Sometimes when she's dressed a little bit provocatively, but has also had beans, she's the Carter farter.
Wow.
Yes.
No.
Did I go there? I went there.
All right, hey, here's a hot tip for you guys.
Yes.
If you're going to be in the sun and you're going to wear shorts, put some sunblock on your shins.
Yes.
Because you'll be like, oh, my leg itches. Because that's what I've been doing for the past 12 hours. Save the part where I was like, well, let me hop in the shower real quick.
I my brain processed that as put some sunblock on your shits.
Oh.
And I thought you just meant like your body.
On yourself.
Your bits. Yes. On yourself. And then I realized shins. Like, oh, scratching my shin. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
And the tops of your feet. They're not immune to sunburns.
Oh, yeah.
What I missed.
Oh, you left?
I guess you didn't see my text.
No.
You text? I don't have my phone, but I'm focused on the conversation. I'm in the moment.
Yeah.
Except when you texted me that my mic was messed up.
Yeah, because I was like, can we stop the fucking messed up mic?
So you do have your phone there, you dirty fucking liar.
And then I put it down
because his interest in the phone ended.
I was saying that if you're going to go out in the sun, or just outdoors in general, as well, especially if you're going to spend, you know, several hours on a beach, throw some sunblock on your shins. Because otherwise you'll go like, my leg itches. That's what I've been doing for the past 12 hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another literal hot tip. If you're going to pull something out of the oven, make sure that oven door is flat and not going to be in the way of your arm as your arm pulls back, especially if that thing you're pulling back is a rack of bacon with bacon grease in it, because then you're going to burn your forearm. Then you'll say, yeah! And as you do that, you'll instinctively move your arm away from said oven, and doing so, spew bacon grease all over the inside of your oven.
Oh, no.
That sounds like a good idea.
So, yesterday was not a good day for my skin.
No.
So those are hot tips, literally, from Uncle Tim.
Hot tips.
Yeah.
Hot tips.
I have a hot tip for y'all. Don't mindlessly snack on Triscuits.
All right. What's wrong with Triscuits?
Because them shits add up.
Ah.
Do they make you poop funny?
Well, I had gone in to use the potty. Luckily I was sitting because I don't like pee splashed all over the place. So I sit to pee a proper lady.
That's how I do it. I came to the bathroom to take a break. I'm not standing up and working.
Yeah, no.
I'm punching out. It's piss time.
Yep.
I'm off the clock with this cock.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Get my cock sock time to rock.
Ridiculous.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Woo! Anyway, sorry. You're sitting down.
Yeah, anyways, sitting down, let out a fart that seemed like a little tiny bit crampy. Not really, just like a little bit. But I was like, you know what? I'm already sitting here. I'll just go ahead and, wipe just to make sure everything's nice and clean. There wasn't any, nothing escaped. It was like a full poo, I guess, had gone out of me. Because it was like, I was wiping for a while off that fart. I'm like, I am so thankful I was in here for that and not just like going about my business, shit my pants. So. And I thought back, I was like, what else? What could have happened? This is a mystery. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I was watching TV with the family and I wanted something salty. So I had some Triscuits and I didn't get a set number of Triscuits and put them in a bowl to measure it. I just opened a box.
And then I was like,
oh, that I've eaten a lot of the Triscuits out of this box. I should put this box away. So I only had two more Triscuits and then I put the box away. All of these were bad choices. I don't know if it was those last two Triscuits. I'm pretty sure all the rest of the Triscuits
they
had
put you
something
over the
to
edge.
Do with it.
A lot of fiber.
Oh, yeah. Like a push broom. Went on for 24 hours after that.
Oof.
Yeah.
I forgot. I had a story. I wrote it down. I'm like, I have to share this story on Tancast. So do you guys Do either of you have the Xfinity? No. Yeah. Do you have the Xfinity remote that you can talk to?
No.
No, I don't have Xfinity.
Oh, I thought you guys did.
Well, I have DirecTV. I have that service, but I have a TiVo.
Oh, okay. So there's a remote you can be, and like they, when they switched out their old remote for this one, it eliminated the like 30-second skip back button, but now you can just say skip back 30 seconds, or, and then you can say, but you can say whatever you want. You like jump forward 4 minutes, whatever. However, whenever my wife does it, nope, Noah fell asleep on the job.
My wife.
There it is.
I was like, what?
See, Andy, you just got to slip him in there more surreptitiously.
Okay.
Whenever she does it, it hears her wrong almost every time. So she'd be like, jump forward 4 minutes. It'd be like, all right, changing the channel to 60 minutes. Like, what? No, that's not even close to what I said. And then she will hand the remote to me and I'll go skip forward 4 minutes. And it'll be like skipping forward 4 minutes. And Danelle goes, the remote treats me like your senior year class treated Andy. Because that story I just recently told the boys about how, like, we were holding up signs, like we were in a big meeting with our choir and the choir director had given us all these pieces of paper. We were supposed to write stuff on it. I can't remember what, like our goals or our, I can't remember. Everybody was supposed to hold up their or write down on their pieces of paper, like either something they wanted to do in the choir over the course of the year or something they felt that they were good at. I don't remember the specifics, but we had a bunch of pieces of paper and we started writing random things. I think it started, Dan, the guy next to me, had written like John 3:16 and he held it up like he was at a sporting event. And then, I think I put like, I like pudding and I held it up and like, you know, people, as you were doing this, people were laughing around the circle. Mm-hmm. And then, I think somebody wrote, look at my handwriting. And like, there was a bunch of them. We just kept holding up signs while this interminably long meeting was going on. And then Andy turns to me and goes, I'm going to hold up the piece of paper that's blank and has nothing written on it. No one's going to laugh. I'm going to slide the paper to you. You're going to hold it up and everyone will laugh. And that is exactly how that played out.
Wow.
I forgot about that.
Like, it was like back to back?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He literally just slid it over to me and I held it up and I did the exact same thing he just did. And people were like, oh, and they didn't even know me that well.
But maybe that was a funny thing.
That I just did the same thing he did?
Yes.
Yes. There was no control where I did it in a group without him having done it first.
Yes.
So this is not a peer-reviewed study.
Oh, yes. Man. How about a peer-reviewed study?
So
don't use this particular thing to say the vaccines don't work.
Well, I think what you're saying, guys, is don't wear masks. That's what I'm pulling out of this.
Yes, yes. Don't wear masks. Just like chew hydroxychloroquine on your Triscuits and yeah, everything will be fine.
Hydroxychloroquine on your Triscuits.
Yep. That's all it's going to take. So Noah, to give you a little bit of backstory around why I'm pretty sure people wouldn't have laughed about me. I had been in that choir for 3 years, which was unusual because usually it was a choir that only juniors and seniors got into. I don't know. Some of it's probably like, you know, I was a decent enough singer to have made it when I was a freshman to get invited to be in sophomore year. And some of it may be that they didn't have enough dudes trying out. So, you know, I had the bar set really low. They're like, well, we need a bass and there's this asshole over. Oh, fuck.
Yep. Re-rack. Just re-rack that one and say it again. I'll bleep it, but you go ahead and, you know, and retake it.
So, they may have just been like, hey, we don't have enough basses and baritones. So that Andy asshole, I guess we're stuck with him.
I love our show.
I mean, it's only been 12 years. Apparently I still don't know what I'm doing, Tim.
That's why I love it. We kept our amateur status well after we should have lost it.
Yes. Anyways, most of the other people who were in this choir, including other people who got in, you know, like a year or two early, like I did, they weren't just like singers. They were the people who were going to be taking like AP music theory, and they were people who had been in drama classes their whole lives. Like these were like real, like serious performing arts focused kids. And there I was, this fucking STEM nerd coming into their territory. I didn't get any of their references to Les Mis. I had never seen Les Mis. I didn't even know what Les Mis was the first time somebody had referenced it. You know, like there was a bunch of other theater shit that I just went right over my head. Meanwhile, I'm making like nerdy Star Wars and Star Trek and whatever jokes with my two other like nerdy friends, one of whom was also like kind of a druggy burnout. So it was like I had sort of established early on, not that I didn't want to get along with those kids, but I had established that I was very, very different and had wound up in my weird little tiny clique within a clique. So I'd kind of been an outsider, and I think I didn't do a great job of making myself an insider, like looking back on that. So I think that at that point it had sort of been established for at least a lot of them that Andy does weird shit and should just basically be ignored. Whereas Tim comes in, and Tim is new and goofy and personable and has obviously a kind of a theater and performance background. And Tim fits in, and people love Tim. And so Andy makes the joke, and it's Andy's being weird again. Tim makes the joke, and it's look at how wacky Tim is.
I mean, not to overstate how desperate they were for boys in the choir, but the choir director saw me in a play that summer and said, "You've got to be in the choir this year." I was like, "All right." Specifically this, like the advanced choir. I should point out in that play, I never sang solo. I didn't even sing a duet. The only time I was singing was in the background with other people singing. All I was funny on stage. Like I had a huge part, but I never sang.
Well, he knew he needed that energy.
That BDE.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Oh, and I also, I also end the story with, and then, we'd had at the end of the year, we had what we called a pops concert where we did a bunch of songs from like the 1940s, and we did a one big concert. And then I want to say the next day or the following week, we went to a couple schools and performed that, or maybe just one school, and performed this exact concert for the students there. And one particular school, we performed it in like their cafeteria, and then everybody left. And like it was for like the first half of the school we performed it, and then the second half was going to come in, but we had a break in between, so we're all just sitting around waiting in this multi-use area. And Andy went up to the mic and went, "We are now no longer the knights who say me. We are now the knights who say Eki 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 Patawi Zing and Zowie Do." I know I said that wrong, but the entire choir lit up in applause and laughter, and I was like, "He did it." I was like,
Andy was finally funny.
Andy's story has an arc in chamber.
And everyone slow clapped.
This is an offshoot of the fact that my sons want us to tell real stories every night. And so really scraping the bottom of this peanut butter jar of thinking.
Oh, wait,
real
they
story.
Don't want fake stories?
No. They like, reading a story, but they like just hearing random stories about our real lives growing up. So if you could think of any stories that would be appropriate for me to tell my kids, I'd love it.
Tim, by that time we went to the strip club.
Don't feel well, like Tim, that one's appropriate? Because they're like, I'm like, every story I can think of with Noah doesn't end, is appropriate to tell you guys.
What about I'm never breaking you again?
I have to. Oh yeah, I told that story.
Okay,
I burned through that one quickly.
To tell the story about the orange juice that fermented in your car and then went off.
Oh no!
Like a grenade.
No, I have told the story. Well, I guess it's sort of an offshoot of that story because I had the game Planet Hollywood in the back seat of the car at that time.
Yes.
But not in its box like it was supposed to be. All the cards spread out all over the place,
yep.
And so then when the orange juice exploded, the cards. got covered in orange juice. And at one point, Noah went to pick up Akkard, and all of them came with him. And he's like, what is that? I'm like, oh, orange juice got all over it. And I was just like, that's disgusting.
Oh, man. Like, there's so many stories about that car, too. Getting the wasp nest built in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've told that one.
Did you tell the story about how we disposed of it?
Oh, yeah.
I assumed you told him about don't say mop.
No. See, that's why I come to you guys.
what's don't say mop? I don't remember that one.
Noah, you want to tell me? I've been talking a while.
I mean, I don't. It's funny, you remember it better than I do, but like, so we had people that would come in and clean the theater at night. Mm-hmm. And English was not the first language. So the guy needed, he comes, I'm like in behind the concession stand, and he comes up to the door and he's trying to explain to me what he needs. He goes, can I get the mop? And so I go get the mop. And I don't know why I was all irritated. Like, I don't know if I had a long day or maybe it was just a long, drawn-out process to figure out who won the bucket. So I bring the – or sorry. He says mop. Spoilers. And so I bring the mop over. And he goes, oh, no, bucket. And I think I was annoyed because, like, well, you know how to say bucket.
Yep.
And so my response to him was like, then don't say mop.
But he was like, he didn't say it. He wasn't looking down at him, like glaring at him. But it was a very passive aggressive as he's turning around. Then don't say mop. Those are the memories you treasure.
Or did you tell him about the? I mean, I don't know if there's a specific one, but like how we used to just run around the aisles of Super K. In the middle of the night, like,
yep.
We're like, oh, well, what should we do, Tim? Well, let's go to Super Kmart and just walk around the aisles.
Yep. I mean, I was like, oh, wait, I was going to tell the story about how we would drive up to shopping carts and then push them with the car and then just hit stop and let them go. I'm like, wait, this is probably not a story I should tell my kids.
Nope.
did you tell about the time you caught your hair on fire?
I think so.
Okay.
Jim, yes. Your hair.
Yes, because I explained it exactly that way. I told it on 4th of July last year.
Also, remember the time we were at Super K and like you were doing something and like
it wasn't Super K, it was Safeway.
Oh, Safeway? And like you were bending down or something and your hair touched your face and you got scared.
Janelle loves how much you love that story. And loves to bring it up every so often. Like she'd be like, well, at least I'm not scared of my own hair. Like she'll just bring it up out of nowhere. We're like, oh, careful, that hair is scary or something. Like, just out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, you weren't even there for that.
Oh, good times.
So we were watching. Sorry, I'm going. I thought we were over an hour. We're good. I'll try and make this quick. We were watching one of those Hallmark Christmas movies because we are living that gangsta life. Mm-hmm. And at one point, the male character says to the female character, I just like the man I am when I'm with you. And Danelle turns to me and sort of has an expectant look on her face. I'm like, yeah. And we both start laughing. And I was like, fucking, if this was a movie where they were watching a couple watching a movie like this and the character on the television and within the show within a show says that, and then the main female character of the show turns to her husband and goes, hmm? And he goes, yeah. Like, it's just instantly, like, shorthand, like, oh, this dude is a shitty husband and we're rooting for them to get divorced and so she can find her true love. But in real life, we found that hilarious. Just like when I burned my arm on the stove, Danelle had this look like, you know, I spilled the thing and then I got everything situated. But like Danelle had this look like, I am really, really trying not to laugh right now. And then we're talking about it later, and she's just laughing. I was like, you know how the relationship between Boo and Mike Wazowski in Monsters, Inc., where every time Mike Wazowski hurts himself, she laughs hysterically? That's us.
She's like, oh, we're going to take you to the hospital. You're fine. Did you tell the kids about...
I don't think so. That's a good one.
All right. I know for a fact that one of the stories that I remember from high school, you don't, because I brought it up on Tancast, I think in the last year, and you didn't remember. And it was that we were walking home. We often would walk to my house first because your mom's place was further, but like kind of on the route. Mm-hmm. So we'd like walk and talk and then, you know, like say our goodbyes at my house and you'd continue on your way. And it was dumping down rain, like buckets of rain. And neither one of us had an umbrella. So I think we had like we'd put our backpacks under our jackets, but like even the mm-hmm. jackets were getting soaked through. So it didn't take us very long to the point where it's just like, we were just trying to get home or to my house as quickly as we could. So we were just like walking through puddles because it would have taken longer to walk around them. Like puddles up to mid calf didn't matter. We were slogging through them and we were kind of laughing about it on the way, but it was also, it was fucking miserable, but it had gotten to the point where we were just like, fuck it. Straightest shot possible. If you do tell your kids that story, I would recommend leaving the fuck it out, but
probably
other than that, my gift to you.
Oh, I thought so. There was one time where it was similar situation, and probably wasn't buckets of rain like that. But I had left you, and I was now walking by myself, and this really cute girl from one of my classes pulls up in her car. I'm like, oh, she's about to offer me a ride, and she's really cute. This is my dream scenario. Then she rolls down her window and says, "Hey, when you get to that puddle up there, can we splash you like in the movies?" I'm like, no.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Just ask him. He'll say that.
At least I said no.
Yeah.
I feel like my spineless really wanted to get in with the girl ass might have been like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, sure. It's cool.
Fortunately, part of me was like, she ain't that pretty. Nobody's that pretty.
I know I'm pretty, but I ain't pretty as a pair of titties up there.
What?
True Romance. Like,
okay.
He's like,
I've never seen it, but I've heard good things.
Yeah, the Gary Oldman as a Rastafarian looking dude.
Yep.
Every time someone says Gary Oldman's name, I think of Gary Coleman, and I'm like, what? And then if you recast whatever you're thinking of, any movie with Gary Coleman in it, Gary Oldman in it, recast Gary Coleman, and it becomes a completely different movie.
It does.
That would be a different movie if Gary Coleman played that character.
I'm just thinking of the everyone.
And then he makes that what you talk about Willis face afterwards.
Yep.
I think the only thing I didn't like about the movie was the ending.
Leon the Professional?
Yeah.
I mean,
I didn't hate it. It just,
felt,
you know.
Yeah, the ending felt true.
Yeah, yeah, it felt true. I just didn't want it to be that way.
By the way, Tim, check our chat in the Zencaster.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
I feel like we've got to blank all these names out.
I feel like we'll just cut that whole section and we'll wrap up.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Tim talked about women in high school that he was attracted to, and it was interesting to nobody but Tim and barely Andy.
Yeah, I mean, Andy was there. Andy was present for the recounting.
But he wasn't interested. And Noah was filing his taxes for next year. That's how boring it was for him.
there was one lady who I had a crush on in high school, and we had our 20th reunion, you know, a few years ago now. Still very attractive. Like, I'm like, yep, I'm still into you. Other people that I had crush on back then, not so much, but her, I'm like, yes, you look lovely.
Yeah, I realized that, Tim, this year was our 25th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, would have been mine too.
Okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember because your birthday's in the other year. Which I can remember if you were class of 94 or 95.
Yeah. 95. But you guys are as well, right?
Yes, we are.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
I think
I blew Tim. Tim's.
Whoa.
Sorry. Other. Yeah.
Whoa,
I blew Tim.
Whoa. Confessing all this at the end of the episode?
Oh, yeah. Just I blew Tim because we were cold and it was the only way to get
warm.
This
story. This is a kid's story.
No, you know the story. It had been dumping down buckets. We were walking through puddles. We got to my house and we were cold and shivery.
Did you tell them about the water story, Tim?
The water story.
The toilet overflowing?
No. Wait,
in
what's
our
this?
Apartment?
In your apartment?
Oh, no. See? So glad.
Yeah.
But wait, what did Tim blow the other day? What?
Let's get back to the blowing.
Last night, I don't know why, but my son had proposed that we should have Tancast Jr., which would be him and Tim, your two kids. Sorry, Noah. Breed or GTFO.
Wow.
Fuck your mother.
I think it should be our kids and still Noah.
So Drew was saying, so Daddy, like I'd be the you of Tancast Jr. I was like, well, I guess like personality wise, yeah, but I'm like, you know, kind of it'd be James. And he goes, no, because I'm the oldest. What, buddy? I'm the youngest Tancaster. He's like, what? No. I'm like, yeah. Yes, I am. I know it doesn't seem that way.
You're getting it from all sides, Andy. Your dentist, your kid.
Yep. Yeah. I know I seem aged AF, but I'm like, but I'm a couple weeks younger than Uncle Tim and a couple months younger than Uncle Noah. And he was like, no, I don't believe you. You're just pulling my leg. I'm like, go ask your mother.
Oh, that's it. I don't think I told the karaoke story at Great America either.
Speaking
of people thinking you're older than me.
Where I was your dad.
Are you writing these down, Tim? You writing these down?
I think I might be recording them.
You forget.
Yes, Tim. Make sure you show all this fucking shit to your kids, goddammit. Just play this whole cocksucking episode, motherfucker.
This is what you're going to leave them in your
little cunts.
You can leave this in your will for them, Tim. Into my two sons, I leave the archive of Tancast.
Tancast episode 521, I think.
I just meant the whole thing, like everything. Yep. Then they can learn all the stories.
Yes.
Oh, Dad was kind of racist at the beginning.
And sexist and homophobic. Ooh. I'm glad he's dead.
Man, if we were still alive, we would cancel him.
He thought he was being ironic, but he was just shitty.
I didn't need to hear the story about Dad and Mom getting frisky while Uncle Andy pretended to be asleep on the floor.
Yeah.
That was one of those, like, I wanted to say something because it was awkward, but then I was like, this is just awkward for me, and as long as I keep my fucking mouth shut, it will only be awkward for me.
Oh, no, it was also awkward for us, but, you know, sometimes
take one for
you
got
to push past it.
Yep. Oh, yeah, he pushed past it, if you know what I'm saying.
Shots,
everybody.
Yeah, Tim, tell him that story. Tell him about that trip to Disneyland.
No.
No? Okay. Oh, did you tell him about the Tim sidecar?
Yes.
I did
the entire 24 hours of Disney story.
All right. Okay.
Noah sounded like he was about to say something.
Yes. quick kid story. I'm going to go visit. I don't mention the podcast. I'm going to go visit my buddy Max in Wisconsin. And I did like a little Zoom call. So we just kind of like, you know, make sure we're all on the same page and of, you know, expectations. And much like your kids, Tim, like he wanted their kid, Owen, wanted to talk to me. But like once the video camera came on, he would just show me things and not say words. I'm like, oh, what's that? He would just like show him. I'm like, how you doing? Just silence. And then he would move to the side and whisper things to his dad. Like, I'm like, oh, kids are so funny.
My kids are awful at Zoom calls. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, we should FaceTime Gma. And then as soon as the FaceTime starts, they're running around. They're doing other things. They're falling on the floor. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
You've had 12 hours to do that. Now this is the 5 minutes when you look at your grandmother, who you've been saying, I want to talk to my grandmother all this time.
That's all kids.
Yeah, it's just hilarious.
Which
and
is
I
why
spent 2 weeks with this kid on the road.
Successful.
He knows who I am. He's looking for me to being there, but it's just like, oh, you're here. I can't talk to you. Yeah, there's like, I mean, I feel like the one time I came over, maybe the last time I came over to him, like, I feel like it was the most your kids ever interacted with. Like, they're always excited to see me, but like, they were like, just in it. And like, yeah, and that's when James kept kissing me.
Yeah,
like, oh, this is a new thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, is social distancing? He is not.
yeah, not so good.
Yeah, I made myself sad yesterday. I was chatting with my brother, and thank you. Be here all week.
It was more than your weird voice. You did it.
Yeah,
like, my brother.
It was saying, I'm taking part in this, but I'm also stealing the fun from you.
Yeah, so he was asking when we're going to come up and visit next. And I told him that I was like, you know, Labor Day is a possibility, but real talk, we're going to need assurances that you guys, like, that you've been isolating, because we all have increased risk factors for COVID. You know, I don't have, like, the respiratory shit that my wife and son do. Go ahead. Or don't.
Noah was busy burping, and I didn't do it.
Yeah, all sorry. Right.
Yes, I get that. But I, as previously discussed, am fat as fuck, so, yeah, that's...
Oh, Andy.
Yeah?
My wife!
Thank you. Yeah, so he'd said that, you know, like, they've had people, you know, they do wear masks in public, but they've had people over to their house, and I'm sure that they've, like, gone to church stuff. You know, he didn't specifically mention it, so I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, like, we miss you guys, we want to see you, we want to come up and spend time with you, but dude, it's a risk I can't accept, and I'm not gonna tell you how to live your life, but we're just gonna have to, you know, love you guys from afar for a little while longer, which sucks, and it made me sad to say that, but it's sort of like, you know, there's decisions I have to make to be responsible for my family, and that's this is one of them right now.
I mean, would you not be comfortable doing it in a way where it's just like you guys are apart from each other, like in an outdoor space, but like staying apart?
Well, like when we go visit them, it's like, you know, we stay at their house, and, you know, we'll go out on the lake near their house and stuff like that. So yeah, I guess like we could go get a hotel room and like only do socially distant things with them while we're there.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like if you really want to see them, there is ways that it could be safe.
Yeah. Well, we can still see them. We can do, you know, like Skype or Zoom or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if we drive up there and then stay in a hotel, like that, that seems weirder to me than not going, in a way.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, this may be something that, you know, especially as Christmas comes around, like we may have to make other decisions, because it'll just start to get even longer and longer.
Yeah. I mean, I avoided my family, not avoided, but like, I didn't see my family for a while, but now it's my stepdad's birthday and we're going to have like a social distance thing in Santa Cruz. I'm like, I'll rent a car, and like, they have a big backyard, so we can, like, you know, be safe. I'm like, yeah, this is probably like, at some point I'm going to have to see. I mean, I could wait until there's a vaccine, but I'm like, realistically, it's probably like, that's not going to happen. So, you know, I can maybe start seeing them in ways that feel safe. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. The biggest news for me this week, my expensive chair finally arrived. So my butt is happier today than it was on Friday. Friday evening, we'd ordered pizza, and the pizza guy was rolling up. I opened the front door, and there's just this giant box on my walkway, like blocking the walkway. I'm like, well, it would have been great if they'd, you know, emailed or called or rang the doorbell or knocked or anything. Oh, the rain is just starting, so I got to get this thing inside as quickly as I could. So I actually fucked up my back picking that thing up and just like opened the front door and just chucked it in the front door and then closed the door so the cat didn't get out. Like, I looked at where I was chucking it to make sure I didn't chuck that heavy-ass chair onto my cat. But, yeah. It was that was like a weird, like everything's happening at once. It was like the rain starting, this thing's in the way, and the pizza's arriving. Like, well, gotta go fast. But yeah, now that my ass is in it, I'm realizing like the other thing that I need now is one of those under chair, either like little bike pedal things or what do they call it? Elliptical like step thingies. Cause I try to remember to get up and walk around and everything during the day while I'm working, but I have a tendency to have meetings like back to back to back to back to back to back to back. That sort of keeps me at the desk. So I think it would be good to do something to get my heart rate up while I'm doing that. So I stop being as fucking fat as I am.
You know, exercise is good for you.
Yep. Keep me alive longer. Get some of this fat off my tits. But yeah, that's it. That's the week. Watched a bunch of TV, got a new chair, you know, everything that says healthy. Oh, ordered some pizza. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously that's.
Oh, we also ordered some pizza. Hooray for pizza.
Hooray for pizza.
Noah, did you get in on some pizza?
Not this week.
Well,
no, had a burger.
Oh.
Had a couple burgers actually.
No Thai food then?
What?
I'm mocking the president.
Yeah. I was going to say Cadet Bonespurs.
Yes.
Refer to it as Thailand.
Yep.
Oh. And also Yosemite.
Yes. Which both happened less than a week after he tweeted about the crowds in Florida. But this is the fucking state you live in.
No, the state he lives in is denial.
Yes. And autocorrect is going to go Florida? No, I don't think so.
You burnt, President. You burnt.
Yep. But since we've been recording, Caitlin just texted me to say that the White House had reached out to whichever Dakota it's in, South Dakota, to ask about adding Trump to Mount Rushmore.
Yeah! Wow.
Oh, that thing you posted, Tim, about the different presidents.
Talking about John Lewis?
Yeah. And like, he's like, I've done more for black people. I'm like, fuck, what the fuck have you done for black people? What the fuck have you done?
I mean, he refused to rent to them, so there's one thing he's done. Oh, to them. To them are different. Yep.
Maybe I'm reading it differently. Maybe he's meaning like, I've done more to black people.
I mean, he points to like, I think he's made some changes to the criminal justice reform in some way. But I don't, and also because the economy was generally good for everyone, it also meant more black people were employed. So
yeah. How about
he's
now?
Making it seem like he somehow targeted black employment and brought it up.
Yep. Yeah.
Even if he had done that, like that in the grand scheme of black people, I feel like maybe it's like a drop in the bucket.
Do believe the interviewer then pointed out like, oh shit. Now I don't remember. Who signed the Civil Rights Act? Johnson?
Yes, LBJ.
Okay. I was like, ugh. I was thinking it was Lyndon Johnson. I'm like, wait, what if I'm wrong? I don't want to be like, this president is so stupid, and then say something completely factually wrong about history.
Oh, well, Tim, guess what? You're not the president, so.
Yet, I'm announcing right now, BAB 2020, because fuck it. That's my slogan.
He can do it.
BAB 2020, because fuck it. All right, we should wrap this up.
Yes, we should.
Never trust the president to know how to say words.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it one step. No, I'm not, because I don't say your catchphrase. I say a different catchphrase. I'll say, not today, so-called president.
What do I hate this week? You know what I hate this week? That everything that people said that he was going to do to the Postal Service to try to fuck with mail-in voting, he did. So appointed a campaign donor who has tens of millions of dollars invested in U.S. Postal Service competitors as the Postmaster General. And then on Friday night to try to dodge the news story about it, that dude just cleaned out a whole shitload of experienced management people. And he has also, since taking control, slowed down mail delivery. So people, there were some people, some right wing people at my work who were talking about the post office, like, oh yeah, like, why is it going to take 2 weeks to get this thing from South Georgia to my house? I was like, because the new Postmaster General explicitly slowed down mail delivery. I'm like, that's not an accident, and that's not the Postal Service not working right. That's a fucking Trump appointee fucking with it. And people are like, this might be a little bit too political. I'm like, that's facts. Anybody want to argue with my facts? I mean, if you're drawing political conclusions from the facts, then, you know, like, go ahead. But the fact of the matter is that a recent Trump appointee with tens of millions of dollars invested in competitors slowed down delivery. If you want to know why your delivery is slowed down, look no further than the recent Trump appointee, whose job was to slow it down. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! Tancast.
Andy, you have the best facts.
I got a head full of them, and what good does it do me?
It does none of us any good.
Another day older and deeper in debt.
All right. I don't know where I'm going to cut that to make the end of the episode, you know, the post credits part, because I feel like that was all your What I Hate This Week.
Yes, it kind of was. But just what do I hate this week? I hate Donald fucking Trump. Fuck that fucker.
All right.
Sounds He's going legit. On a mountain. It's going to be a mountain of pork fat inside of Tim's oven.
Or let's make a sculpture of him out of turds.
Yes. I bet you someone already has.
Oh, all right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.